by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, viewers of Rise and Shine, let's begin our week by listening to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسماء
But before we do move on to the Naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, introducing today's topic, mashallah, it's a beautiful topic. It is something which is the coolness to the eyes of the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. It is such that the order was not given in this world, Madi Views of Madan Channel, or on the earth, you can say, but rather the order or the ruling, the wahi, the revelation was given in the heavens, Madi Views. It was not given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the earth, no. but rather it was given in the heavens. This shall be today's topic. What is it exactly that I'm referring to? And this is Salah. Yes, more about Salah, inshallah, we shall hear after the Na'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Salli ala nabi.
Amen.
وسلم عليه يا حبيب الله
حبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Dear viewers, Alhamdulillah عز وجل. It is a new day. It is a new week. Now, one of the purpose or the many purposes of Rise and Shine is to bring about, inshallah عز وجل, happiness, to remove negativity, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. To remind you that Alhamdulillah, you know, say Alhamdulillah. Every morning, wake up and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wake up and say Alhamdulillah for everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Because undoubtedly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed many blessings upon you. But my dear viewers, these two things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, has given to us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to give to us. Every single moment, it's not just that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us and that's it, no. But every single moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains us. Every single moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to give to us. You know, Alhamdulillah, we have so much in our lives, my dear viewers. We are yet able to talk. We are able to see, we are able to hear, we have breakfast. We have breakfast, my dear viewers. We have food every single day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to us, He continues to give to us. But the second, my dear viewers, is how we react. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given all this to us. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also said, has also told us that the reason for the creation of the human and jinn is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That He has not created the human and jinn except for them to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on the one part, it is all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us and all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to give us. Really, there is so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we must be thankful for. But the second is how we reciprocate, how we react, what we do in return. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so much and has ordered us to worship Him. Our duty is to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One, yes, saying Alhamdulillah, but it is also obeying the commandments. It is also obeying the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, praying salah. This is today's topic. And today's topic, it is a topic which we have covered before, but today I would like to cover it in a different aspect. Previously we've been speaking about those who do not pray their salah. Today, inshallah, we shall be speaking about the blessings and the excellences for those who do pray their salah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given many orders. Given many orders, you know, we are not allowed to eat haram, we're not allowed to drink haram, we should watch our gaze, we should control our eyes, we should give zakat, we should give charity ourselves. You know, there are so many rulings which have been given. We should respect and honor our elders, our youngsters, our parents, you know, our family members. So there are so many orders. But these orders, and the majority, possibly all of the orders, they were given on the earth. There is one particular order, my dear viewers, which was given in the heavens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam the miracle of the Mi'raj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken him from Makkah al-Mukarrama to Masjid al-Aqsa. And then from Masjid al-Aqsa, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he climbed. He rose, my dear viewers, he was brought to the heavens, the first heaven, second, all the up until the seventh heavens, even further than the seventh heaven, past what is known as the Sidratul Muntaha, the tree, my dear viewers, up on the channel. Past the Sidratul Muntaha, where the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where space ends. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went beyond. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, we don't say up or anything, no. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went beyond, my dear viewers. He went further. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had witnessed, had seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, there were many secrets, my dear viewers of Madinah, many secrets. But one thing which was granted to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam was a gift, and it was a special gift. It was a gift of salah. It was a gift of prayer, my dear viewers. And this gift of prayer, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given 50 prayers, him and his ummah, his entire nation, 50 prayers to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 50 times a day. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had returned, but as he was coming down from the heavens, from the seventh heaven, and then to the sixth heaven where Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam was, then Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, you know, that I have experience. Your ummah will not be able to perform 50 prayers. Again, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to lower this. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring this number down. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again, he asks, he puts this request that, Ya Allah, you know, 50 is too much for my ummah. It is decreased by 45. Again, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes down. Sixth heaven, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says 45 is too much. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again, he goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has it decreased to 40. This is the second time he's gone. And this continues to happen to 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, 8 times, 9 times. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes and asks for the salahs, for these prayers to be decreased, up until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreases them from 50 to 5 prayers a day. 5 prayers a day, 5, you know, reciting a salah 50 times initially was, but this had been decreased to only 5 times. Again, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's coming down to the 6th heaven. He meets Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Again, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says, 5 is too much. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I cannot return and ask for this to be decreased again. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that the reward of 50 is within these 5. If we are to just pray these 5 salah daily, then we shall gain the reward of having prayed all 50 salah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this order was given in the heavens. It was given as a gift to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was given by the greatest, it was given by the Almighty. It was given by the Creator Himself, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was given to the greatest of mankind, the greatest of all of creation, the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was given from the Creator. It was given to the best of creation. And this gift is the gift of salah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that the coolness to my eyes is in salah. Within the glorious Quran, many a time we have been ordered to prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, to perform ruku, to perform sujood. Why ruku and sujood? Because ruku and sujood are the most important elements, the most important fundamental actions of the entire salah itself. Ruku is to bow down towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sujood is to prostrate, meaning to place your head on the floor. And it said that Hazrat Ali al-Mutadakir Allahu wajhahu al-Kareem, he states that whenever I wish to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I would perform my salah. And whenever I wish to hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I would recite the Quran. My dear viewers, if you wish to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pray your salah. Pray your salah, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel. Because there are so many excellences in praying salah. Firstly, as we have said, that it is the coolness of the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Secondly, by us praying only 5 salah, 5 times a day, my dear viewers, we gain the reward of reciting 50 prayers a day. 50 prayers, subhanAllah, look at the reward. But then we hear about the companions and their love for salah, the love the companions had for salah. It has been stated that there were 2 companions. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was traveling with many of his companions. They were coming back from a battle, Madavia was. They were walking over the mountains, they were returning to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. But as they were above the mountains, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he ordered the companions to rest. But he also understood that there was an imminent threat. There was a threat from the non-Muslims, from the enemies of Islam, those people who wish to target and harm the Muslims. That even whilst we are resting, they may attempt to bring harm to us. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked for volunteers to, you know, for somebody to remain on guard, to remain on watch. Two companions, they volunteered to remain on watch. They had an agreement between themselves that one of us, we shall keep an eye out first for half of the night, and then, you know, one said to the other, then I'll wake you up, I'll go to sleep, and you keep on watch, you remain on watch for the rest of the night. So basically we'll sleep less. This is the agreement between the two. And the one who was to keep watch first, he was keeping watch. And then he decides to, you know, pray his salah. He decides to pray salah. This may have been extra salah, my dear viewers. And he is praying his salah. Whilst he is praying his salah, he is reciting a beautiful surah of the glorious Quran. Undoubtedly, every surah of the Quran is beautiful. But really, this is one, my dear viewers, where if you were to read it, and it is recommended for you to read it every Friday. If you were to read, as well as the, you know, the translation, the tafsir, my dear viewers, you will really, really enjoy it. And this is the surah Kahf, my dear viewers. He begins to read his salah, and during his salah, he is reciting this surah. He is reciting Surah Al-Kahf. He is reciting the surah, and the enemies, they approach, they take a look at the Muslims from afar, and they see that there is one person on guard, one person who's keeping watch. They see that this person is praying his salah, he's worshipping. They take advantage of his being defenseless, and they shoot an arrow at him. This arrow, it penetrates him. This arrow, it penetrates his flesh, my dear viewers. But what does this person do? Nothing. The person does nothing, he continues to pray his salah. That merciless, that evil person, he sees, you know, this reaction of his, this person has done nothing, he thinks, okay, I'll shoot him again. He fires another arrow at this person who is praying salah, who is worshipping his Lord. He fires an arrow at him again, and that arrow also penetrates and hurts him, my dear viewers. And then he fires a third one also, and now this person who was on guard, he begins to bleed profusely, extensively. He's bleeding so much, my dear viewers. And then what does he do? He completes his prayer, and upon having completed his prayer, he awakes the person next to him. And when he awakes that person, you know, that person, imagine as soon as they wake up, firstly, you don't know what's happening. But when you wake up and imagine seeing a person, you know, he has three arrows embedded within his body. He has three arrows and he is bleeding so much. You would be shocked. You would quickly get up. What's happened? And he says to him, why did you not awaken me when you were struck by the first arrow? This person, he replies, he says, because I was reciting Surah Al-Kahf, and I did not wish to bring it to a close, I wished to complete it. So for this reason, you know, I was fine. It was, yes, it was one arrow, but I was fine. So I continued. And then he says, but then I was struck a second time and a third time. And then when I understood and I saw how much I was bleeding, and that this could result in my death, I remember that I had a responsibility. I had a duty to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a duty to the Muslims. If I was to remain calm, to not to do anything, then I would die, and the Muslims, the companions, they would be defenseless, and they would be in danger. So then my responsibility would not be fulfilled. So initially, I was alive, I was fine with one arrow. Yes, I was in pain, but I decided to continue with my salah, to continue with the recitation of the Quran. But when I began to bleed so much, I feared for my life and also my responsibility. For this reason, I have only just awoken you. My dear viewers of Madrasa, undoubtedly, yes, the story is beautiful. It is really. It is like, wow. This is what we would be thinking. wow, look how great this individual was, that he was struck by an arrow. If we were to be, you know, pricked by something, we may immediately just, you know, we'll raise it to our eyes and we'll take a look, you know, am I okay? I'm not bleeding, am I? If I am to bleed, you know, to bleed, we'll possibly break our salah. But this companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was his love, his devotion to salah. Salah has been prescribed for us. We have been ordered to pray salah 5 times each and every single day. And undoubtedly there are many blessings to this. Inshallah azzawajal. Firstly, yes, we should make the intention to regularly pray salah, and we shall hear some more excellences of salah after the daily reminder. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
My viewers of Mundi channel, Sheikh Imam Ahmad bin Hajar Makki Shafi has stated that backbiting is to mention any shortcoming that the person possesses, whether the fault is in his non-practice of religion, worldly affairs, personality, character, wealth, progeny, spouse, servant, slave, turban, or anything else. His rudeness, politeness, and anything related to him. Examples of backbiting about the others are: he is blind, crippled, bigot, lanky, and black or yellow. My sweet Islamic brothers, all these are backbiting. Now, there are many, many more suggestions, but what we have to see is, how do we talk about people in society today? We sit down in our little circles and we do not enjoy ourselves until we talk about somebody. We do not enjoy it until somebody says something about somebody else and we nod our head. And we even go, yes. We are not involved until we say that. We get so much involved that all of our rewards are given to that person. My dear viewers of Madni channel, why do we do this? Would you like to eat the flesh of your dead brother? Because a person who backbites eats the flesh of his dead brother. It is like to eat the flesh of your dead brother. I am sure we would not like to eat the flesh of our dead brothers. So my sweet Islamic brothers, please stop backbiting and keep the rewards for yourself. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of the channel, alhamdulillah, you are watching Rise and Shine. For those of you that may have just joined us, the topic for today is the excellences of salah, the importance of salah, as well as the blessings of praying salah. It's not just an order. It's not just that we have been ordered to pray 5 times a day. You know, we have been ordered to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 5 times a day. Yes, we have been. But there's so much with this, my dear viewers. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to pray 5 times a day. But by praying 5 times a day, the reward you will gain. By praying 5 times a day, the peace and tranquility you shall attain. By praying 5 times a day, my dear viewers, the benefits, psychological benefits, the benefits you shall attain in terms of not only psychological but physical. The physical benefits you shall also attain are paramount. Really, so many benefits. So yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to give us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us to worship Him. But when we worship Him, this does not affect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This only raises us. This only raises us in our rank. And by praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a means of forgiveness for our sins. There is a hadith sharif. It has been stated that إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا قَامَ يُصَلِّي, that when a servant, when one of the slaves, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he stands to pray his salah, when he stands to pray his salah, then أُتِيَ بِذُنُوبِهِ كُلِّهَا, then all of his sins are brought forth. All of his sins, all the sins you have performed, they are all brought, my dear viewers. فَوُضِعَتْ عَلَىٰ رَأْسِهِ وَعَاتِقَيْهِ, and then these sins, they are placed on his head and upon his shoulders. These sins of his, imagine how huge they are, my dear viewers. Always we are performing sins. These sins of his are placed on his head and they are placed on his shoulders. فَكُلَّمَا, and whenever, each and every single time, when this person, he performs ruku, raka'a wa sajada, whenever he performs ruku and sujood, then in this case, tasaqatat anhu. Then when he goes into ruku, the sins are placed on his head, the sins are placed on his shoulders. When he goes into ruku, the sins, they fall off. When he goes into sujood, the sins fall off. What does this mean? This means that his sins are forgiven. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whilst we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are worshipping Allah, but it is us that are benefiting, my dear viewers. So worshipping Allah, it's not like, you know, some people think that, you know, they may be benefiting Allah by worshipping, or if they don't worship Him, you know, it's going to be a loss. No, my dear viewers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need our worship. We must understand that we need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not a need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no needs. This is a need for us. When we worship Allah, it shall benefit us. When we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a means for our sins to be forgiven. There's a hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that مَثَلَ الصَّلَوَاتِ الْخَمْسِ, that the example of the five prayers, each and every single day we must pray, it is obligatory upon us to pray five daily salah, my dear viewers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that the example of the five daily prayers is كَمَثَلِ نَهْرٍ جَارٍ غَمْرٍ عَلَىٰ بَابِ أَحَدِكُمْ, it is like the flowing river which is passing by, you know, the house, the door of each and every single one of you. Imagine there was to be a flowing river passing by you, passing by your door. يَغْتَسِلُ مِنْهُ, and you were to wash yourselves within this river each and every single day. كُلَّ يَوْمٍ خَمْسَ مَرَّاتٍ, every single day you were to wash yourselves five times. Then the question is, would any dirt, would any filth, would any impurity remain upon you? Or there wouldn't? Then similarly, by praying your five daily salah, there shall be no impurity, there shall be no dirt, there shall be no filth, sins will not remain upon you. Why? Because your salah washes these away, my dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, we have a kalam. What we mean by a kalam, my dear viewers of Madani channel, is some poetry, you can say, in a way, you know, verses of poetry which have been recited in regards to the excellence and the importance of praying salah. Let's listen to this, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
دل وائے گی باغ جنت نماز
الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madan Channel, Alhamdulillah, you are watching Rise and Shine. This kalam, these mashallah words, this recitation, this was in pertaining to Salah, my dear viewers. Namaz is the Urdu term for Salah. That Salah is the means for attaining success, undoubtedly. Salah itself is success, because just as we have been ordered to perform Salah, before the performance of Salah, there is the Adhan which is called out. And the Adhan, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel, the call to prayer, within this there are some words, Hayya ala Salah, come towards Salah. Hayya ala Falah, come towards Falah. What does Falah mean? Falah means success. So come towards Salah and come towards success. We are always asking, really, we are always asking people, how can I be successful? I wish to attain success. I wish to become a successful person. Nowadays, you know, we begin to read books and, you know, we try so much. We sleep less. We'll, you know, give extra time, extra hard work. We'll work much harder. We'll exert so much effort, my dear viewers. And we say, you know, I wish to be successful. What we do not understand is success is calling out to us. Success lies in your praying Salah, my dear viewers. When the Azan is called out 5 times each and every single day, success is calling out to you to come to success. Become successful by praying your Salah, my dear viewers of Allah. Alhamdulillah, just act upon the Quran and the Sunnah, and inshallah no harm can come to you. Really, be confident, be happy. Rise and shine, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Inshallah, we shall be returning. Don't forget to join us. You can also watch Rise and Shine via YouTube, via Facebook, also my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Join us again and continue to watch Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise.